Hello, listeners, and welcome to Chronically Low Competence, an audio-only Let's Play podcast. I'm your host, Dan. We had some excitement last time with that tank, didn't we? Well, this time we're going to get a little freaky and then take it out west for some shootouts. It's going to be a lot of fun, so let's jump right in. Let's see here. Oh, there's a flagpole here that still has the enemy's flag on it. Let's go capture that. Ta-da! Okay, so it had the golden acorn, which is high in the skate park, which we got that. And then there's another... Oh, there's a garment over in the corner that I can get. And then another one up at the top of that. Oh, same thing. Oh, man. There's a bunch of outfits I've missed, apparently. So we're going to go get those in the skate park. Let's jump down. And boom. Run over and... Yep, I can unlock this one. I unlocked eyebrows as an outfit. They're like super rectangular and they stick off the side of my squirrel's head. This is pretty good, actually. We're going to keep that on. That's cute. I'm a little low on regular acorns now, so before I get the rest of those garments, I'm gonna go get some more acorns, and then I'll come back. Alright, well, I got like 150, so let's go up to the top of that ramp and see how much that outfit up there is. Ooh. Okay, this might be a little trickier than I thought. I'm kind of surprised I got this in the first place. It's a little hard to control this little car. Let's try again. Oh, shit. All right. No, no, this way. No, that's not right. Almost. Okay, there we go. Up we go. Up, up. Up, 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 up. No, fuck. Now, at least I got a few more acorns for doing a trick off of it. Okay, try again. Up, up, up. No. This is ridiculous. There was another outfit over here. Go check that out. All right, I need to get out of this car. The car is just very hard to control, honestly. What's this? Tyler? What is Tyler? Oh. Really? Okay, so I unlocked an accessory called Tyler, which is a set of blonde hair, that's parted down the middle and in two sides like a classic 90s haircut. This game is ridiculous. I'm going back to the eyebrows, though, because I think that that's a much better fit. Okay, where'd that car go? I'm going to do one more try to get up the... thing and get that other outfit. And if this doesn't work out, then we'll move on. Now, just didn't make it. All right. But I am going to use this car to get over into that new area. So let's go see what's over here. Which I think is over this way. All right, we've got a new house. Check this place out. Oh, locked door. But I bet I can get in elsewhere. There's a basketball hoop around the side of the house, and then in the back there is a bunch of people and folding chairs. It's a wedding. But there's a bride and she's crying. Oh, I'm sorry, lady. I wonder... I guess her husband or her fiancé hasn't shown up. I wonder where he is. Let's see. There's some windows I could go in to get into the house. Let's try that. Oh, there's four people sleeping in here around a stripper pole. And a bunch of beer bottles on the ground. And I can't seem to wake them up. There's some Greek letters on the wall, too. Epsilon, Delta, Psi, I think? I don't know for sure. Some acorns around behind their couch. I can't open the door from this side. Can't seem to wake these people up. Yeah. I must not have figured out something related to this yet. Oh, there's an explosive here. Why is there an explosive here? I assume I don't wake these people up by blowing them up. Maybe? There's a second floor with some busted, or like some boards over the windows. Doesn't look like I can break the boards, unfortunately. But I can get further up the roof, all the way up to the top. Nothing up here either. Oh, but I can drop down. There is a guy passed out on top of the porch, I guess. Balcony. Up here on the roof. I wonder, can I like push him off? Yeah, I can push him off. Off you go, bud. Oh, he broke the, what are those, like, trellis underneath? And, oh, he's running up to the bride. That must have been the groom. Let's go see them get married. I can sit in this chair. Oh, yep, there's a golden acorn, and they're dancing. Golden acorn collected bachelor party. Oh, and an outfit inside. A wedding ring. Which I wear on my little head like a little crown. Nah. I think I'm actually going to go with the glasses now. Instead of the brows, though. Well, they seem happy. And all the guests are happy and dancing as well. So that all worked out. All's well that ends well. Now, there must still be something going on with those people passed out by the stripper pole. I wonder if I can... Oh, there's that explosive there. I wonder if I can blow the door open. Maybe that's what that's for. Grab this, and we'll just throw it right there. Boom, yep, that blew the door in. All these people are still sleeping, though. Oh! Oh, no. I jumped on the stripper pole, and they all woke up. Let's see. I'm spinning around the pole. They're all, like, excited. They're dancing. They're, like, throwing their hands up. I'm working the pole. And yeah, one of the ladies just made it rain acorns. Now they're all making it rain acorns. This is ridiculous. Anything else? How about a golden acorn? They're still giving out regular acorns. This is so dumb. All right, I think I'm done. I'm just gonna jump off the pole. Now they're all disappointed. Did I need to just keep dancing longer? I got back on the pole and they're all dancing again and throwing acorns. Okay, I am going to spin on this pole for a little bit and I'll let you know if they give me a golden acorn. This game's so dumb. Alright, well, I rode that pole like my life depended on it, and they gave me a bunch more acorns, but no golden acorn. So, I don't know what that's about. But I did get an idea, because there was another explosive down here, and since it blew open that door, I thought maybe it would blow open those boarded up windows that I saw on the second floor. So we're gonna see if I can throw it up there. Let's see. Yeah, looks like that'll work. Maybe. No, that did not. That's disappointing. Okay. What about, there's this basketball hoop behind the house. I wonder, do I need to like go through the basketball? No. Pretty sure I just jumped through the basketball hoop and didn't get anything. Maybe I have to drop something through it, like an item. I thought maybe if I just jumped through it. Yeah, nah. Looks like I'll need some kind of item. Alright, where's my gun? I need it to get back up there. Oh wait, there's another explosive. And an umbrella. Can I get up with the umbrella? No? Oop, there we go. Alright, I'm gonna try and throw the explosive on the window again, just in case. And then I'll use this umbrella, once I open it, to get up to the roof. Yeah, good. Well, there's a brick here. That won't open the window either. That explosive didn't open it, so... Oh, I wonder if I throw the brick through the basketball hoop. Missed. Let's try again. Missed again. Try from down here. Nope, my brick broke. So I guess that wasn't that. Damn. Let's go back up to the roof. Can I get... There's gotta be a way to get inside that room. I think I need a gun. Damn. Yeah, I think I need a gun to double jump up onto the top roof, and then I can go in that window where the fiance was passed out. But that means I need a place to reload. Oh, wait a minute. What's this? A basketball! Can I... Yep, I can grab it. Yeah. Okay. I've got a basketball. Obviously, I need to throw this through that basketball hoop. Alright. Like there. Yeah, got it. And it unlocked an outfit basketball jersey, which is a little basketball jersey that my squirrel wears. I'm not really a sports person, so we're just going to take that off. We'll go back to, we'll go back to the sweater. And now, oh, interesting. Now the basketball hoop is moving back and forth, so I guess they're making it a little more challenging. Let's see if I can get it in a second time, because I bet that's how I get my golden acorn. Oh, okay. So I got it in. And then the basketball hoop raised and spun to the side? I can't even throw into it from down here. I'm gonna need to be up on the roof. All right, buddy. nothing but net. Oh, and now it went even further up to, I guess, the very top roof. How am I going to get the ball up there? Jeez. Okay. Maybe I can... can I throw the ball from here into it? No, I cannot. Okay. Nope. Shit. How am I going to get the ball all the way up there? That's, like, impossible. I guess I could try and throw it up on the roof and then get myself up on the roof and then grab it. But I don't... Oof. This is going to be tough. I don't even know if it'll stay up there or if it'll just roll right back off. Yeah, it just rolled right back off. What the squirrel with a gun? Try one more time. Maybe. Nope, I fell off the roof. Jesus. All right, I'm gonna just throw it on the roof again. Whoop, not like that. And then we'll just see what happens. Yeah, it came right back off again. All right, I clearly need to be able to get all the way up to that top roof. So let's see if I can, maybe I can just climb that pole to get up there instead of having to go reload a gun. Well, I'm up at the right level. Yep, okay. I was able to get back up to the top and then get to this place where the fiance was. I also found a beer bottle that I can throw, but I couldn't get it to go in the net. I wonder... Maybe there's a basketball or something in the house. Let's try that. There's a brick. Another brick. What? Oh, crazy. So I fell into the house, the, like, attic, or the stairs leading up to that top area are just hanging in space. Like, they're falling off the top of the ceiling of the house? I don't know. It's very confusing perspective. But, I'm in a room. There is another pole here. Which is also a stripper pole, apparently. Because I just heard the people downstairs start dropping acorns again, somehow, even though they can't see me up here. There is a series of shelves. Oh, there's a case here. Let's see what's in the case. Pop. I've opened it, and we're getting a little bow. Yeah, I can wear a little bow around my neck. That's cute. Doesn't really go with the sweater, though, so let's go back to the glasses. I've basically made myself in squirrel form. Sweater and glasses, but that's fine. That's fine. Let's see. There's a series of shelves that it looks like I can jump across to get to a reload and a couple of dumbbells that have Greek symbols on them. So I guess that's going to be a puzzle. So let's get jumping. Keep going, keep going. There are basketballs here. Okay, got the reload. Okay, got the dumbbell. Oh, there's another one. It's hanging on the bottom side of the stairs, like the underside of the stairs. Oh, and there's another one here behind the couch. These are the Greek characters that were downstairs. So let's see. I think Delta was in the middle. And Epsilon was on the left. Ah, can't get these things to stay on the platforms. There's three platforms here that I think, yeah, I definitely put the dumbbells on and then they'll probably... Once I put all three, then I'll be able to get a golden nut or something from it. But How do I get down this other one? Maybe I throw something at it. Bonk. Yep, that did it. All right. Let's see if we can get these to stay in place. No, they keep rolling off. What the f-? Okay, got one. Stop rolling off. No. No. Oh my God. This is ridiculous. Okay, there's two. Got all three. What did I get? Okay, that fixed the stairs and unlocked a golden acorn. Huh. Weird. Well, still, golden acorn's a golden acorn. Certified Greek. Now, can I use one of these to maybe bust open this window? Oh wait, now with the stairs down, I can use the, where's those basketballs? Yes, use the stairs to get the basketball back out to the upper roof where I can reach the basketball hoop. That's gotta be it. Yep. Here we go. Okay. Ready? And go. Yes, golden acorn. Ta-da. Pro basketball. I'm missing one more golden acorn from this area. It's gotta be those people with the stripper pole, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do there. Huh. Do I need to take off my outfit? Okay, took off my sweater. Help! You serious? Golden acorn party pole acquired because I had to take off my sweater on the stripper pole. Excellent, yes. They let me keep my glasses on, though, so at least there's that. What a game. All right, let's get back in the car, see what else is out here. Do some sick jumps. Yeah. And there's like a farm? What is this? No, it's not a farm. It's like a Wild West area. I don't know how to describe this. There's like a wooden fence, right, surrounding a shack with a bunch of saguaro cacti outside of it. The shack has ramps on the side, so I think I can drive up it. There's a case here. What is this case? Straw hat. Oh, I want a straw hat. I'll buy a straw hat, sure. There's agents here, but they're dressed like, they're just like cowboys. Ooh, the straw hat's actually pretty cool. Let's keep the straw hat for a little bit. I think I can use these ramps on the side of the house to like jump. Yeah. That's funny. I bet there's some, that's the best way to access the roof or something. So I aggroed one of those agents and listened to that music. That's hilarious. I don't have a gun, so I can't kill him. Yeah, I'll just run away. That music's pretty good. Oh shit, I can climb the saguaro, but it hurts me, like it drains my health. Clever. Ah, there's beer bottles here. I can use those to take out the agents. Hey, buddy. Bonk. Break your neck. The agents are wearing like cowboy hats in addition to their cowboy boots and then a like gray suit. It's pretty good. Ooh, I got a six shooter. Now more can be bought around the neighborhood. Sweet. All right, so now I have a new gun. Now I really can hold people up. Oh, okay, so this is a saloon that I just walked into, and it looks like it's a boss area because there's like 6 or 7 guys coming for me. So focus mode. Let's take this guy down. The takedown. The guy tries to grab me. I start spinning the gun around me, knocking his hand away. And then eventually, after spinning it around me 4 or 5 times, shoot him. Takedown. Yep, he grabs me, spin the gun, twirl, 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 knock his hands away, and fire. Hilarious. Take out another one. Well, they wanted to get into a gunfight with a squirrel. This is what they get. And another takedown. Bop, bop, bop. Boom, boom, boom. Last guy. I use the last little bit of focus I have to shoot him in the face. And we're done. Oh, no, wait. There's another one? Shit, I missed one. How did I miss you, buddy? There we go. I think there actually might be one. Yep, there's another one. What can I say? This one's got a shotgun. What can I say, but it's high noon. I only ever played a little bit of Overwatch, by the way. Never really enjoyed it very much. Yeah. I will take this guy's shotgun, though, so that when he gets up, I can just blast him in the face. Oh, now he's knocked. He's knocked. Oh, no, I missed it. Damn. There we go. Give him another round of the face. And an explosive. See how he likes that. Boom. Hey, and for killing all of them, I get a golden acorn way up on the roof of the saloon. So I guess I'll go up there and get that here in a minute. But first I gotta deal with this guy who's shooting me from outside the building. Oh, there's more explosives in here too. That's good to know. Well, there's a bunch of them shooting me from outside the building. Nuts to those guys. Let's see, we've got a recharge or a reload wedge here. Nope, missed it. I gotta deal with these guys outside. They're being annoying. Hang on. All right, buddy. Hey, you. Take him out. I think there were 2 more that kept shooting at me. I just noticed the squirrel with the straw hat also came a piece of straw that he's got in his mouth. That's pretty good. Okay, I think now things are chill and I can try and figure out what's going on the inside of this saloon now. So I see that wedge, that reload wedge, I need to get that. And there's another way out of here up on the second floor. We'll see if we can get to that too. But first, wedge. Nope, missed it. The jumping still isn't the smoothest in this game. Just too bad, because it makes it a lot more challenging, actually. Okay. Okay. Got it. All right. So I got that, but then there's another... there's another, like I said, exit or something over here. So let's see if we can get to that. All I see is a couple of boarded up windows. They're boarded up from the inside, though. I wonder if I shoot the boards on the inside. Yep, they break open. So that's got to be a way to get in and out of this space. I wonder if instead of jumping across the pole, or yeah, the poles, I could just double jump up. Ta-da. Okay, got out onto a porch, a balcony. And I can run across to the sign. It says get lost on it. And then I think I can probably use my gun to get up onto the top part. Yeah. Which is where I can get another, another thingy, another wedge. And then get that golden acorn that I unlocked earlier. So Looney Goons was the name of that acorn. There's a guy with a shotgun here. And he killed me. Damn it. I wonder if I need to kill him for something. Well, we'll give it a try. First, I gotta deal with some of these other guys. Might actually be better off with a shotgun for this, now that I think about it. Took that guy out. Let's see. What's the easiest way to get up there, though? Do I have to... Are there a bunch of... Oh, there aren't enemies inside the saloon anymore. Great. Cool. Okay. Is the shotgun still here? Let's see it. Oh, it is still here. Great. Shotgun. And then we'll reload. Oops. Hop up here. Oh, what? Really? The windows are boarded up again. God damn it. What? Who's shooting at me? Oh, there's a guy outside. I'm not concerned about him. Okay, let's jump up and fire. That gets me out. Oh my god, really? The glass isn't broken? There. Sheesh. And then I think I can just... Yep, pop up the side, reload, focus, and then boom, kill that guy. Ah, shit, it knocked me off the roof. That did not work out. All right, hang on while I get all the way back up there. There we go. Got him with an explosive. Taken care of. I thought I'd get a golden acorn for that. That's disappointing. Oh, well. Let's see. Since I'm up here, oh, there's another ammo wedge. That's like my third one in this area. And it looks like I've unlocked maybe two reloads. I think maybe those upgrades I've been getting have been like slowly adding to my max reload capability or something. It's a little unclear. What else is around here? I see another cowboy and an outhouse. There's got to be something in the outhouse, right? And I see another golden acorn way up on top of a massive saguaro. I bet... Let me hop up this. There's a flagpole. Let's use the flagpole, see what's up here. Okay, so there is a garment. There's a top hat. Oh, I missed a top hat. Golden Acorn under old management. It's right underneath that sign. I wonder if I shoot the sign, it'll fall down or something. I got the reload wedge. I got the straw hat. Golden Acorn stealing from the till. Oh, interesting. Maybe I can blow up the till. Yeah. Oof. All right. So... I think I've got a lot more to do in this area. Boof. So there was an outfit around here, but I'm not seeing it. What's that? Oh, it's just a reload spot. And a guy with a hat. What is this? Oh, interesting. I can pull guns out of this guy's jacket. I didn't know that was a thing you could do. That's funny. Well, take one. I wonder if I shoot all these cans if I get something. Oh, you have to do it fast. I see. They start, like, reappearing there. All right, let's do this. Got him. Aha. What did I get for doing that? What did I get for doing that? Oh, there's a hat. A little cowboy hat. All right, I'll take a little cowboy hat. Why not? Okay, so there was one about the saloon sign. Yep, I was right. You shoot down the saloon sign, you get a golden acorn. Let's see, how do I get up to the saloon sign? I think I can get up just with jumping. Okay, didn't quite make it up, but I wasn't as efficient as I could have been. I think I can do it. All right, let's see here. Yep, got there and got the golden acorn under old management. Let's see, there was something about the till. Let's go take a look at that. Yep, there is a till here and it's all gold. Shooting it didn't work, but there are a couple of explosives in here, so maybe that's what I need. Bonk. Boom. It didn't break the till. I can pick up the till. Do I need to bring it to somebody? Do I need to throw it? No? Here, I'll bring it to this cowboy dude. No, he doesn't care about it. What do I do with it? Oh, I spotted one of the outfits, though. At least there's that. Top hat. Oh, this is like a real, like an actual top hat, not like the Uncle Sam top hat from before. Let's wear this one. I don't know what to do with the till. I guess we'll come back for that. Oh shit, agent. There we go. The music of this is just so clever. Okay. So we took care of the agents. I never actually looked at what's inside the outhouse, which is a hole, as you might expect, which I can jump in, but there's nothing in here, surprisingly. And shooting it doesn't seem to do anything. I thought it would drop you down into like a little underground area or something, but I guess not. Now, do I try the cactus one? There's a golden acorn at the top of a very, very, very tall saguaro cactus, which has arms that are spinning around it. I'm guessing they will knock me off. And of course, as I mentioned, the saguaro hurts me as I climb it. But yeah, let's give it a shot. Okay. Yeah, okay. Made it up. That's two areas. Here we go. Third one. Oh, the acorns heal me. Okay. That makes that a little easier. Oh, shit. The, like, fourth or fifth layer knocked me off. Damn. And of course, now I've used up all the acorns that were partway up it. So it's going to get more difficult from here. I think that was the last... Damn it, that was the last level, too. All right, let's try it. Sorry, Mr. Squirrel. You'll be okay. No, I jumped off. Well, actually, it's a good thing I did, because I was almost dead. Oops. I need somewhere I can heal. Where can I heal? There's got to be a save point around here. Oh, there's a place to buy a six-shooter, so we'll do that. And then maybe I'll just rob this guy right here. Hey, buddy. Hands up. Don't run from me. Fine. Whatever to you. There's gotta be somewhere to heal. Alright, I found some additional acorns to heal with and a place to unlock a shotgun, so we'll unlock that. And then... explosive here. I see there's like a cluster of like six or seven. It's a guy with a phone. You know what, buddy? All right, well, give me your acorns. That's fine. I guess you get a picture. It's fine. Anyway, there's a group of agents near here surrounding something that I can't really see. But there's an explosive here, so let's just use that to take them out. Boom. Killed one right out. Oh, shit, this gun's empty. Oh, shit. That's unfortunate. Let's see. Shotgun. Give me a shotgun. Okay, that knocked two of them. Or actually just didn't straight kill them, just knocked them down. It's interesting how these work. Oh, shit. Ah, they're punching me. Ah, they're shooting me. I need a weapon. Where's a weapon? Ah. Without a gun, the agents are actually really difficult to deal with. Okay, here's a can. I can throw the can. That should... Nope. That did not knock one of them. At least I'm agile. Ah, they're gonna kill me. No! Aw, nuts. Well, that didn't work out quite as I had hoped. Alright, respawn. I've got a shotgun... There's like five of them. Where was that explosive? So maybe I could put it to better use this time. Alternatively, if I had a weapon with more ammo, I could use the car to drive around them really quickly. The shotgun's fun, but it's not actually all that good, is the big problem with it. Like, a lot of times I would rather just have a handgun or an SMG. Okay, handgun. Alright, let's try these assholes again. I think I can do a little better this time. There's knocked one. We're just using a normal handgun for this job, because I think that's probably my best option. Okay, let's use focus. And then this guy with the SMG can eat it. Kill him. Boom, 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 boom. All right. Oh, there's another one with an SMG. Let's knock that one. Yes. See, this works. Nice handgun, straightforward, lets you So you deal with the most dangerous threats. It's good. Oh. Oof. All right, I think there's just two left. Yep, I was right. There's now it's just one. Done. Excellent. Now, what were they guarding? Oh, they were guarding an unlock spot for a rocket launcher, a grenade launcher. That's pretty cool. Got a grenade launcher. And now more can be bought around the neighborhood. Sweet. Okay. Grenade launcher, huh? I don't even know. There's got to be some good uses for this. So actually, now that I think about it, it's too bad I didn't have it before when I was up on top of that roof. But that's all right. And hey, now that I'm fully healed, I can take another run at that cactus. So let's do that. Alright, going up. Oh, the acorns are back. Sweet. That'll make this easier. No, shit. I once again got knocked off on the last one. Refill my health a little bit, and we'll try again. I am sorry to you, audience, that you have to listen to a squirrel scream repeatedly for this section, but that's how it is. And I got it. Catupuncture is the golden acorn name, which seems appropriate. And we'll grab my grenade launcher again. All right, where to next? Let's see. We did this western area. I'm going to grab a car. Let me get a car. And then what's around the corner from the western area? What's this? Oh, what is this? This machine will take you to a bunker with a fancy new gun. There's like a lost style hatch in the ground. It says it needs 28 golden acorns and 200 regular acorns, which I have 24 golden acorns and 26 regular. But the pop-up said that it'll take me to a fancy new gun. So, you gotta remember that. Keep that as a goal. Let's keep driving along. There is a... I don't even know how to describe this. It's like a little tiny walled area with quarter walls and a bunch of rocks in the middle. There's some explosives nearby. This feels like a job for explosives. Huck. Maybe I need a couple of explosives even. Nope, I guess one was all it took. We'll throw the second one in, just for fun. And what's in here? Oh, there's a case here with a camera on it for 100 acorns. It says it has a bunny filter in it. I don't know what that is. But try to remember to come back to it. Where's my car? There it is. I don't know what to tell you. Stripper Squirrel has to be a top 10 moment in gaming, right? The Wild West section was fun too, although it turns out I missed an acorn here for something to do with the outhouse. I'm sure you'll live though. Next time, we finish up the neighborhood section at long last. I'm sure we're all very happy about that. So tune in. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.